This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. From blizzard warnings to tornado watches to bitter cold to widespread storm advisories, it's shaping up to be several wild weather days across the entire country. States in the Midwest and the Great Lakes region are bracing for intense blizzard conditions, while a blast of Arctic air is sending temperatures plummeting in the Northwest through parts of the plains and along the northern border states, including Montana, where Big Mountain Ski Area in Flathead County recorded a minus 66 degrees Fahrenheit wind chill on Friday morning. High wind warnings are in effect for much of the eastern half of the country, and the National Weather Service said tornadoes and severe thunderstorms will move through the southeast. Every state in the U.S. has an active National Weather Service watch, warning, or advisory as of Friday. Chicago O'Hare International Airport ordered a ground stop and said that no flights would land or take off from the airport until at least 7:15 a.m. Friday. Later Friday had delayed all flights by at least 2 hours because of freezing conditions. There are widespread travel disruptions with more than 2,000 flight cancellations on Friday and more than 10,000 delays. Ground travel advisories, watches, and warnings are in effect across much of the nation. The Montana Supreme Court has revoked the Rosebud coal mine expansion. In a unanimous decision, the justices ruled that the Montana Department of Environmental Quality discounted water quality impacts in a 2015 decision authorizing the expansion. The Westmoreland-operated mine that supplies the Colstrip power plant with coal had applied to expand the coal mine, but Montana's High Court issued a decision that vacates the 8-year-old permit that would have allowed Westmoreland to pull 12 million tons of coal from the Rosebud mine located in southeastern Montana. The environmental concern at issue related to water quality impacts to the East Fork of Armels Creek, an intermittent stream that flows into the Yellowstone River. The Montana Environmental Information Center and the Sierra Club argued that allowing strip mining operations in AM4, a 49-acre parcel in Area B of the mine, would result in material damage to the waterway by increasing the creek's salinity to the detriment of one of its established beneficial uses, the support of aquatic life and the fishery. Chief Justice Mike McGrath and the court's six other justices largely affirmed a lower court's ruling that nullifies the AM4 permit, disallowing mining in that area. MEIC co-director Ann Hedges said, "The court said you have to consider cumulative impacts. You've known since 2006 that water in the area is already impaired because of salinity, and you did not consider those things, and that is not okay," Hedges said. "We absolutely hope that this decision helps prevent harm from occurring at the other areas of the mine that have been permitted since the AM4 amendment was approved. This is an enormous mine that has hammered water quality, and everybody has turned a blind eye to that for a very long time." Westmoreland spokesperson John Hero said the decision would not compromise mine operations. Hero said, "In the end, there is no operational impact to the mine. The delivery of coal to Colstrip will not be impacted, and our other permits are not impacted at this time." Hero added that Westmoreland mined AM4 and pulled the coal that was required out of it. Mining in AM4 had been allowed to proceed while the Supreme Court considered the case. Earlier in December, Montanans living near coal mines told federal regulators about mining-related threats to water quantity and quality. Some of the hearing participants expressed fear that those impacts would worsen because the state would allow more material damage to a waterway. Other expansions of the Rosebud coal mine, which is the sole source of fuel for Colstrip's coal-fired power plant, have been challenged in other judicial venues. In February 2022, a federal judge in Billings ordered the federal agency to redo its analysis of a 6,500-acre expansion of the Rosebud mine that would extend the mine's production by at least 8 years and expand its size by 25%. The judge found that federal mine regulators failed to consider impacts to surface waters, endangered pallid sturgeons, and did not consider the economic costs of greenhouse gas emissions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.